Can you move this last break after 9:25? Because just in case they cancel, I might be working less than 10 hours, so I might not need to take a break at all.
Copy that. This customer doesn't cancel, but I will go ahead and move it to the end of your route, just as long as you remember to take it before you head back to the yard, okay?
Okay, yeah, I mean, as long as I'm working more than 10 hours, I'm definitely going to take it, but sometimes if it's less than 10 hours, we're only supposed to take two breaks.
No, I am with you on that. The problem is we can't have you go back to the yard and then take the last break, so you have to take the break out in the field and then make your way back to the yard, just to keep us all legit. So, yes, I will go ahead and move that break down for you. Although, technically, you're on slack, so I would actually, let's just go ahead and leave the break here. Go out towards a location and then just take your break out there. There won't be any violations if it's under 10 hours because it's, again, we have to do it because it's close to being 10 hours, so they err on the side of caution, so you'll be fine.
Oh, okay. And just in case if I'm working less than 10 hours, I'm still going to put that third break, right, like in the normal manifest, correct?
As far as I know, yes. That's still going to be the same thing. It's basically either you sit around on slack or you're on a break. They're both giving you paid the same way. It's just one is you're available and one you're not available. So I think we're err to the side of caution and just go ahead and take your break during the slack time. But feel free to wait till you get out to Beaverton to take it.
Okay, 10-4. I'm just going to be moving towards Beaverton.
Copy that. I'll put in the moving closer. Dispatch clear, 1926.